Hi, Lily. How's the new apartment?
It's okay.
What? How can it be just okay when last week you were thrilled about the place and kept posting photos of it online?
Well, last week when I moved in, the apartment seemed cozy, just the right size for one person. But now it just seems tiny, shabby, and solitary.
Ah, that's the problem. You miss your roommates from university, don't you?
I'm going to sound like an idiot because I used to complain to you all the time about how crowded our dormitory room was and about all the things they did to irritate me, like watching movies late at night without headphones or talking loudly early in the morning. But now I miss them terribly.
Of course you do. That's perfectly normal. When I got my first place, I remember thinking I couldn't wait to live by myself and get away from my juvenile roommates and all their annoying habits. But then I began missing them and feeling lonely and thinking that our dormitory was like paradise, even though there were six of us guys in one small room.
I thought it was just me who felt like that.
Look, you lived at home with us, and then you had three roommates. And this is your first time living alone, so it's hard. But your first apartment is a milestone in your life, and you should celebrate it. Tell me about the apartment.
Actually, it's not bad. In fact, it's pretty adorable now that I have decorated it, and it has everything I need. I have a kitchen to cook in and a bathroom all to myself, and then another room with my bed at one end and a sofa, a small table, and chairs at the other end.
That does sound adorable, and I can't wait to see it, and neither can Mom and Dad.